This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Union Cabinet today approved around 1 lakh crore rupees employment-linked incentive scheme to boost employment generation in the country. The scheme is aimed at incentivizing the creation of over 3.5 crore jobs in the country over a period of 2 years. Out of this, 1.92 crore beneficiaries will be first-timers entering the workforce. With ELI scheme, the government intends to catalyze job creation in all sectors. Mr. Vaishnav further informed that the Union Cabinet has also cleared the Research, Development and Innovation Scheme with a corpus of 1 lakh crore rupees. The scheme aims to provide long-term financing or refinancing to spur private sector investment to bolster the country's research and innovation ecosystem. Mr. Vaishnav added that the National Sports Policy 2025 has also been approved to transform the country's sporting landscape and empower citizens with sporting activities. He said with the implementation of the policy, the goal has been set to become the top 5 sporting nations in the world.
स्पोर्ट्स की पॉलिसी खेलो भारत नीति बनी 2025 में आज नई पॉलिसी बनी जो कि स्पोर्ट्स के होलिस्टिक डेवलपमेंट के लिए काम में आई खेलो भारत नीति के मेजर ऑब्जेक्टिव रहेगा कैसे भारत 2047 तक टॉप 5 स्पोर्टिंग नेशंस में गिनती हो भारत की ये इसका ओवरऑल एक बड़ा ऑब्जेक्टिव रहेगा सेकेंड रहेगा पीपल्स मूवमेंट बने फिटनेस के साथ जुड़े हमारे एजुकेशन पॉलिसी के साथ इसका अलाइनमेंट हो इकोनॉमिक डेवलपमेंट के साथ जुड़े स्पोर्ट सोशल डेवलपमेंट समाज के सभी वर्गों को इससे लाभ मिले
During the briefing, Mr. Vaishnav stated that the Union Cabinet has also given its nod for the construction of four-lane Paramkuri-Ramanathapuram section in Tamil Nadu with a cost of 1,853 crore rupees. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that 3 new criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam will transform the criminal justice system in the days to come. Speaking at an event on the completion of 1 year of this 3 new criminal laws today, Mr. Shah said that it will take maximum of 3 years for the complete implementation of the scheme. India and Pakistan would exchange a list of civilian prisoners and fishermen held in each other's custody. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, India shared the names of 382 civilian prisoners and 81 fishermen currently in its custody. Similarly, Pakistan has shared names of 53 civilian prisoners and 193 fishermen. New Delhi has called for early release and repatriation of civilian prisoners, fishermen along with the boats and missing Indian defence personnel from Pakistan's custody. 8 people died and 5 were injured in a blast at a cracker factory in Sattur, Virudhunagar district of Tamil Nadu today. The incident happened at a cracker factory this morning, killing 5 people on the spot. More than 50 people are working in the factory in 20 rooms. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has offered condolences and announced an exgrace of 4 lakh rupees each to the families of those who lost their lives. A compensation of 1 lakh rupees will be given to the seriously injured and 50,000 rupees for those who are injured. Death toll in the explosion in the pharma industry in Sangareddy district in Telangana has risen to 36. Telangana Chief Minister Revanth Reddy has sought a comprehensive report on the explosion. Mr. Reddy also visited the factory blast site and reviewed the situation with senior officials. He has announced an exgrace of 1 crore rupees each to the families of the deceased and 10 lakh rupees for those injured. Central Administrative Tribunal, CAT, today quashed the Karnataka government's suspension order against senior IPS officer Vikas Kumar in connection with last month's stampede incident in Bengaluru. The tribunal bench, headed by Justice Santosh Mehra and Justice R.K. Srivastav, said the action was not based upon sufficient and substantial materials. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has taken serious cognizance of the matter regarding the alleged assault on a National Highway Authority of India NHAI official in Shimla. In table tennis, India's Divyanshi Bhomik has clinched gold in the under-15 girls singles at the 29th Asian Youth Championships in Tashkent, defeating China's Zhu Qiu 4-2 in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.